and welcome back. There was a time there in our 30th anniversary, we kind of got into a little something like your every Arizona homeowner's best friend since 1988 or something like that, or an Arizona tradition for 30 years. One thing I've noticed we're not good at is catchphrases and self-promoting. And I listen to other radio programs, and the host always says their name every single segment. There are some great self-promoters out there. One that comes to mind, Dave Pratt, the Morning Mayor. I mean, he's the king at self-promoting. And I've just never been able to do that or catch on to any catchphrases. And when I'm looking at putting together a radio program, you know, there's only so many words that you can fit into a segment. And I just don't like chewing those up with talking about what I'm going to talk about later. Well, then just talk about it.
Let's just get into it.
Those stringers drive me nuts. Or repeating your name 5, 6, 7 times. You listen to that on a podcast, and it's obnoxious. It's like, I get it. All right, fine.
Oh, man. Well, and just showing up every Saturday for over 30 years, credibility. No one has showed up at the station protesting that I'm on air because the information I'm giving out is
2020's bad. Not over yet. Don't give anyone any ideas.
But Romy, as best I can figure, in those 4,000 hours of broadcasting and in the 32 years we've been on the show, we've given about 1 million contractor service referrals on the air, through the content of the show, through the commercial inventory of the show, but primarily through the internet and phone calls all during the week. Over 1 million referrals. And our review, third-party review, establishes the satisfaction rate on those 1 million at a 97% satisfied and 100% would recommend Rosie on the House. That's a pretty humbling statistic. But it's about showing up. And let me just share with y'all a behind-the-curtain view.
And I think that million's probably conservative.
Do you?
If you break it down, if you divide it first by 32 years and then by 52 weeks, that's 600 a week referral-wise, and
that's light.
There's times we'll get done with the broadcast, yeah, and the host that we've had on, whatever trade, specialty, service, contractor, provider, they'll almost have 600 inquiries by themselves.
We'll have to reassess that number. Thank you for double-checking it. You've always been my numbers guy, for sure. But just recently, just in this past year, this crazy year of 2020, we have a homeowner kind of in the north central part of Phoenix, who is a single woman, and she's a librarian. And she was having a dilemma at her home. And she's a longtime listener. So she called several Rosie on the House certified professionals to get there and take a look at it. And she called me after a couple weeks of investigating and said, I'm a little exasperated. I've had three of your contractors out with two very distinct, different opinions. What's a homeowner to do? And I said, well, call me. And that's exactly what you did. Let me come over and take a look at those proposals, take a look at the situation, and see what maybe some of my experience might not be able to help the situation. So I met her. I got all the proposals from all the Rosie on the House certified partners. They were all excellent recommendations. But then I got back to the office, and I conference called all three of them. And we put our heads together to the point where we were actually writing notes and drawing pictures and asking each other questions. And in the course of that phone call conversation, one of the guys said, I got it. I know what's wrong. So when he shared his idea and his conviction, we all agreed. Why couldn't we all see that? But it was a matter of all of us putting our heads together. So we called the homeowner, went back out there, and made a repair. And it was a repair to the waistline at her home. And we'd sent a camera down that waistline, at least a half a dozen times. But every time, at one section, there was standing water. And we could never really get the view we needed in that one section, like I had a little belly dip in it. The idea that cinched the deal, he says, the bottom of that pipe is rusted. There's a root intrusion in the bottom of the pipe. That's why the water's standing. That's why when the camera gets there, we can never see what's wrong with the system. So we went to the house, we dug the line up, and sure enough, there was a root intrusion through the bottom of the rusted out pipe, and we were able to put in a root barrier, replace the line, and then line the entire system. And I was especially grateful that all of my partners were willing to put their heads together for the benefit of that Arizona homeowner. And you know, if she hadn't gotten in touch with us and given us that opportunity, she might still be fighting that problem. But I'm just tickled to death. We, all of us, the team at Rosiana House, had a part of removing her fears, her anxieties, and her unsolved problems. Thank you, Arizona homeowners, for giving us the chance to continually do that.